And welcome to the Safe House Church. If this is your first time, I ask that you stay with us just a little bit, for God is good and he's worthy to be praised. We are found in the beautiful city of Greensboro, North Carolina. We can find us also on the web at Safe House Church GSO, Safe House Church GSO, where we work off three principles here. And the three principles that we work off is DEA, discipleship, empowerment, and accountability. I think you're going to find our church and our space to be quite unique in the sense that we empower people. We want you to understand and know that, you know, the work is not ours, but the work belongs to all of us. Amen. That God has put us in position. You just don't come here just to listen to me teach and preach, but that what we do work, you know, that we are willing workers, amen, that we go out and we put our hand to the plow, amen. So discipleship, what we're going to teach you, and we're going to teach you the word of God, and we're going to spread. We're not going to give you our opinion. Sometimes if it's my opinion, I tell you it's my opinion. If it's my opinion, you lie. I preface the conversation by saying this is Ely 101, meaning that it's my opinion. But if it's God's word, I show you it's God's word. You're not sugarcoating anything, but I'm going to give you God's word, because you know what? Time is winding up, amen, that people are dying at alarming rates, and folk are going home to be with the Lord. And you know, we ain't got any time for playing games, amen. And then empowerment, you know, when we talk about empowerment, the empowerment piece is that what we put you in position and we teach you, and now we're going to give you the opportunity to go out and practice your faith. Do you not know that this is about us practicing this? And I know many stray away from that part. Why? Because it requires something of them. It requires, do you not know and realize anything worth having does require something of you? That anything worth having does require something of you. So that's that requirement. Then accountability. I know that's like a cuss word in today's society when somebody says somebody's going to hold somebody accountable. But with God, what requires that we hold each other accountable. I am my brother's keeper. You know, amen, amen. I am my brother's keeper. And my brother keeps me accountable, and I keep my sisters accountable, and we keep each other accountable as we go into the word of God. Amen. That we just are authentic people. You know, we're not perfect, but we're authentic. What you see is what you get. This is us all the time. It's not we just one way on Sunday and we're another way on Monday and Friday and Sunday Saturday night. But what you see is what you get. We just are authentic people who love God and who are trying to, you know, get to heaven. Amen. Amen. For God is good and worthy to be praised. I ask that you all pray for those who may be traveling this morning. Those I know many are still, you know, going on vacations and various things. So pray for those. And I don't think we had any sick or shut in requests, but those who may be sick, those who lost bereaved ones, that we would pray for them towards the end of our service. Amen. So as we go forward on this morning, we're just so grateful to God. We're just so grateful for everything that he's done for us and where he's taken us, and that he's keeping us alive. Amen. Amen. I think I have a very unique message for us on today, that God has us, and I'm not going to belabor the point. I know many of you still, some of you laying in your beds and all this kind of stuff, and I get it, but you know, but nonetheless, you know, it's about feeding your spirit. Amen. Whatever you feed the most is what's going to grow. Whatever you feed the most is what's going to grow. If you can tell my size, I've been feeding myself a lot, you know, during COVID. I've actually been doing right good, y'all. The pastor down about 60 pounds now during COVID, so I'm grateful. But nonetheless, you know, we think about it and we see, you know, we know COVID has been a bad and devastating situation for all of us. Amen. You know, it's caused some economic strain on all of our families. It's caused some things, some pain and all kinds of stuff. Some of us have lost loved ones and some of us have lost friends. And I've been on both sides of this coin. But even in this, my wife was reminding me on yesterday that, you know, how much time, you know, we've been talking about we want to spend with each other and our family. And COVID has allowed us to do this. Amen. I didn't know any other scenario where this would happen, but God has a way, because he's intentional, you know, that I've been able to stay with my children and spend a lot more time with my children and being able to teach them the ways of God and be able to just be a dad. Amen. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in the rat race of life, having to provide for our families and do this and do that, that we just don't get the time that we like to spend with our family. So even in this, look at the bright side of things, that even though this is what's going on, but God has a plan. And when we come out of this, I believe families are going to be stronger. Amen. Because if you can survive these months that we've been all locked up together with each other, you're going to walk out a stronger family. Either you, as they used to say, you're going to barbecue or you're going to mildew, right? Either you're going to put up or you're going to shut up. So I just believe that God has just been blessing us through this time. And I'm just so grateful this morning. So this morning, I'm not going to belabor the point. First, I'm going to give shouts out to First Lady Felicia Ely. Just love you, babe, and so grateful to have her in my life and supporting me. You all continue to pray for us as we pray for you all. Also, to all the members of the Safe House Church of Greensboro, your pastor loves you. Can't wait to get back in the same space with you. But to be honest with you, I'm just being frankly honest. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen this year. You know, I do not know if it's going to happen this year. And I'm just being honest with you, because I'm not going to put anybody's health in jeopardy for us to come into that room together. When, to be honest, the truth of the matter is our ministry started just like this. You all know that. We started here on the internet. So this is a very comfortable space. For me personally, I'm very comfortable here because I was doing this almost 4 or 5 years before God even took us to a building. So you know what? I don't think that was by circumstance. Remember, God is what? He's intentional. So he already knew this day was coming. He knew I might have to do this for almost a year. And so therefore, what? We already within this space, we knew how it worked. We knew how things went. And now we got, if you notice how good our broadcast comes across, our sound is crisp and our video is crisp. And this just didn't happen overnight. This happened, why? Because we had time to understand it. Because when I was just broadcasting just from my cell phone, oh, come on, somebody. See, God is good. Because, you know, we started out with just a cell phone. In fact, I think it was this phone right here. Start out with just a cell phone at first. And now, you know, God has allowed us to be able to buy cameras and all this kind of stuff through the generous donations of the Safe House members that, you know, every dime goes right back into this ministry, you know, because we're trying to grow something here. Amen. Amen. So let me go right into my message on today. How many of you know that sometimes it's we find ourselves in a place, we find ourselves in a situation, and sometimes that we have put ourselves in. And I want to talk to you a little bit today from the subject of, and I don't know if you can see it. Maybe sink or swim. I want you to talk, not sink or swim, but fight or swim. So here you see in the background, I know if you're an 80s baby, if you were born in the late 70s, the 80s, the 90s, you should be able to relate to a little bit of what I got here in our background, the Super Mario Brothers video game, the classic video game, probably one of the best video games of all time, at least in my personal opinion. But this game started a revolution with the Nintendo series. And here we're talking about fight or swim. You have a choice. Usually this is player one and this is, you know, player two. But fight or swim. I want to talk to you a little bit about fight or swim on today. And we're going to incorporate a little bit of Super Mario Brothers in this. So it's going to be a little fun. You know, it's going to be a little entertaining. But and that's not my intent. It's not to entertain. But what I want to do is use these as metaphors to for things that you know to be able to bring to your life to say, you know what, I get this. I understand this now, that the word of God is still relevant today, that the word of God is still impactful today. However, it's just about how you bring it together. It's about how it's presented. See, sometimes, you know, I could get a meal. You know, how many of you ever had a cake that was just all crumbled up? Think about a cake that was all crumbled up. Sometimes that cake that's all crumbled up is the best tasting cake, right? But many of us will walk away from that cake. Why? Because of the presentation. Oh, come on, somebody. The presentation of the cake sometimes what throws us off. If the cake is all crumbled, it looks like it's been crushed and all this stuff, I don't want to eat that. Why? Because it doesn't look right to my eyes. It doesn't look it doesn't look appetizing. But I know some people who make the most moist cake that you ever could taste. It just falls all apart, and that's why it looks like it's all crumbled. So that cake is wonderful. It tastes good. It's I ain't gonna say it's nourishment to the body, but it's nourishment to my taste buds. But it looks like nothing. So oftentimes what we find in the gospel has been presented to us in a way that we get this balled up cake. Are y'all with me? If y'all with me on social media, or y'all there, just type in something, say, I'm with you, Pastor. So it presented to us as this balled up cake. And when it's presented to us as this balled up cake, what happens is we have a tendency to walk away from it because it didn't look exactly the way we wanted it to look. Do you not know packaging is very important? This is why so many people spend time on packaging. This is why you spend time dressing. You know, if I was up here without a shirt on, some of you would think Peter then lost his mind. The packaging is important, not because the packaging is it. Because see, what you really want is the person inside of this package. What you really want is the thing inside of the package. But sometimes we get caught up on what? The packaging of a thing. And if it's not packaged a certain way, if it don't look a certain way, then what? We'll turn our nose to it and won't even consider it. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere with this today. So if you would with me, let's turn our Bibles. We're going to Exodus today. Exodus. Let me get my things set up here. Amen. You know, I got so many different things going on. Let's do a little screen share here. Exodus is where we are today. Exodus, and I'm going to start in verse 11, and then we're going to skip down to 17. Verse 11 and skip down to 17. And it says this. Now, you still have time to hit the share button. Please go ahead out there, hit share. Share this with somebody. There's somebody who needs to know the word of life today, and they may know it only through you. So just hit the share button. You never know where somebody's going through. You don't know what word might be said that they saw this at the time that scrolled through your timeline. You know, the Bible says, well, he said, don't be ashamed of me. He said, if you be ashamed of me, well, I'll be ashamed of you. So just click, hey, don't be ashamed that you watch Peter Ealy. Don't be ashamed that you watch the Safe House Church. What? This is a place of integrity. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We have nothing to hide because you're here with good people who just crazy about God. Amen. Our track record is good. Let's go. Exodus 13 and 11, it says this. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee. Now, well, let's give me a little background here. What is the land of Canaan here? The land of Canaanite is the land of Canaan that God promises the children of Israel. So we're here in the book of Exodus. And in Exodus is about the exodus out of Egypt. It's about when Moses and the plagues and they're leaving Egypt. And now they get Pharaoh to finally release them. And Pharaoh releases them. And now they're making the travel from Egypt to the land of Canaan that God has promised them. Okay. Now, what God has promised them is that what? That he's going to give them the opportunity to leave this land. And he tells them this here, where? He tells them this right here in 13 and 11, that what? I've swore this land to your people. All right. How many of you know when God promised you something that he can do it? That God is one of those ones, he doesn't just give empty promises. If he can promise a thing or two, then he can absolutely do it. Now, watch this. Let's scroll on down to verse 17, I believe it is. Verse 17. So now if you get down to this part, what is happening, brothers and sisters? We're at a point right now that they have gone through and they're preparing to leave Egypt. And as they prepare to leave Egypt, they must come up with a plan of how they're going to do so. And then with this plan, then God gives Moses exactly what he wants him to do. And he tells him why he wants him to do what he wants him to do. Do you not know that God actually, like I said, he's intentional. You know, it was intentional that we played the songs that we played today. Why? Because I want to show you that we serve an intentional God, that he already knows you. He knows you more than you know yourself. The Bible said he knows the number of hairs on your head. And this is right here. This is him speaking to the children of Israel. Watch this. And he says this in Exodus 13 and 17. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go. Now, remember, they go through all these things and they get to the point. Now he's going to let them go. You know, the plagues have come upon Egypt. Pharaoh's had enough of them. Get your things and get out. Matter of fact, the Bible tells them to do what? Go and ask for gold and silver. And they was going to give it to them. Didn't you not know that they left with what? All the wealth of Egypt. They were paying them literally to leave. And then the Bible goes on and says this, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. Now, put your thumb right there. That God led them not through the way of the Philistines. Now, we know we find the Philistines later on. Philistines, this is the same one group of people that David went and fought what? Goliath. These people are ruthless. These people are big. They're strong. They're mighty. They are warrior people. They will fight you tooth and nail. You know how everybody has that one person in that neighborhood that they people beat them up multiple times, but you cannot stop. Every time you see them, they want to just keep fighting because they're going to fight until they win. Those are the Philistines. You know, you can beat them up 2-3 times, and you know what? They keep coming back. They're going to come back until they feel like they win. Those are the Philistines. These are what you're messing with. All right, now listen to this. He said, although that was near. Now, I know, you know, when I saw this last week, when I was listening to Pastor Darius Daniels, and I do listen to other pastors, and, you know, because, you know, I got to get fed too, amen. And I was listening to him. I never saw this part before, and I thought, and it just kind of stuck on me all week, and God dropped this message in my spirit, you know, late last night and earlier this morning as we was reading through and just said, Lord, what do you want me to say to your people? And he said, change it to this. And he says this, although that was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. Oh, let me decode that for you right here. What is he saying? He's simply saying this. If you go through Philistine, it's going to be quicker. You're going to get to your destination faster. However, if you go the long route, see, if you go the other way, you might not have to go through this fight. Come on, somebody. So he said, lest that pre-adventure, meaning what? That the people are not ready for this. This is going to be an adventure. They're not ready for it. He said, the people repent, meaning that what? What does repent mean? Repent means to do what? Turn around. When the Bible says repent, what is he doing? He's telling you to turn around from your evil way. He's telling you to turn around from what you're doing. If you're doing something bad, stop it. That's the turnaround. Okay? He said, lest that what? The people repent, meaning that they're going to turn around when they see war. These people, if they see war, God is already telling you they're going to quit. Now, I can't speak for you, but you can speak for yourself. How many of you know if you see war, you're probably going to quit? If he tells you that this is yours, but you're going to have to fight for it, you're probably going to quit. If he tells you, hey, I want you to have this doctorate degree. I want you to have this nice home. Yeah, I want you to make $100,000, $200,000 a year. But it's going to require something of you. Are you going to turn around? Are you going to quit? Because he says, when they see war and they return to Egypt. What do you mean? They return back to their old way. They'd rather go back and be a slave than fight for their freedom. Let me say it again. They'd rather go back and be a slave than fight for their freedom. How many of you know that freedom is not free? Freedom comes with a cost. Freedom comes with responsibility. Freedom is not free. So here they, he's already telling them, God is telling them, man, look, now, if you go through the land of the Philistines, can you get there in 2 or 3 days? Absolutely. But you know those people are people of war. You know those people, they don't like our kind. You know those people going to block you because they know what you're trying to do. Those are the, you know those people are the, your haters. You know those people are going to crush your dream. You know those people are going to squat on. You know those people are going to, you know, rape, kill, and steal from you. Mm-hmm. Those people are the ones who are going to drain you of your resources. Those are the people that, are you ready for that? Now, you might be ready for it. You might. But let me tell you what he says in verse 18. But he says this. Then he said, but God, here's God making the decision for them. He knows these people. We cry so often and say, Lord, order my steps. And when God orders our steps, then we get upset. When he orders our steps, then we got something to say. Then when he orders our steps and we don't see where it's going, we murmur and we complain. Hey, you still got time to share this. Y'all see where I'm going. This is going to be good. I'm telling you. Share this. This is epic. This is going to be an epic message. I promise you. Classic. Instant classic. Now, what does he do? He says, but God led them all through the way of the wilderness. He took them round about. He took them through the woods. He took them through the desert of the Red Sea. Now, we know, you know, the different genealogy, of different reasons why they believe the Red Sea was the Red Sea. Some, you know, blooming algae, some say, you know, because of the coral and the rocks. But, you know, some, you know, and they gave it like a reddish tint or whatever the case may be. That's why it's called the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Now, so if I use for a subject today, again, my subject is, as I switch back to my screens, I got to figure out where I'm at here. swim or fight, is going to your faith is going to determine your path. You can either swim or you can fight. But your faith is going to determine your path. Now, God takes them the way that he takes them for a reason. Because the Bible has already clearly said that I showed you in Exodus that if they decide to go the quick route, they're probably not going to make it because they're not built like that. They're not a people who can decide that, hey, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to go this way and I'm going to go this route and we're going to make it all right. Why? Because number one that you should take point is that these are not people of war. These are people who have grown up as slaves. All they know is Egypt. All they know is where they've been. So what? When they run into the first piece of trouble, when they run into the first thing, what do? They revert back to who they are. Catch this. I'm telling you about yourself. When you are not ready for a situation, when you're not ready for a thing, what happens is you run back to who you were, where you were comfortable. Think about it right now. Oh, if you hadn't figured this out by now, this is a thinking church. This is a church full of thinkers. We got all these PhDs and EDDs and doctors and lawyers and all this stuff to go to this church. So I got to teach people, because the hoop and the shout, I get it. I'm with it. I grew up in it. However, now I got to change my mind, because it's this mind that's driving me. I got money. I got cars. We got fine homes. But my mind is driving me insane. Oh, come on, somebody. I got to speak to some minds today. He said, let this mind be in you. That's what? In Christ Jesus. So as I speak to some of the minds today, as I speak to your thoughts today, as I speak to you, I want you to think about these things. So what? When you find yourself in trouble, the first thing you do is you go back to where you're comfortable. When I think about animals, when I think about, you know, people, the first thing they do is what? When something happens, they run home. How many, when something happens, you run home? You know, if you still have relatives that are alive, if you still have your mom and dad that's alive, some of you, the first thing you do when something goes bad, what do? You call mama, you call daddy. Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. When it trouble, you run to your safety place. You know, instead of talking to God and say, God, what are you this that you have me to do, Lord? We run to our safety place. Why? Because that's where we're comfortable. And the Bible said, as soon as they was going to see some war, what they were going to do, they were going to run back to Egypt. See, what I'm talking about today is you can get where you want to get quicker, but you're going to have to fight for it. Or you can take the other route and you can swim on by. You can take the other route. You can go through the Red Sea. But see, even though the Red Sea is a longer route and it has its own set of problems. It has its own set of things that you're going to go through. It has its own set of enemies. Because remember, just because they went through the Red Sea did not mean that they did not go through anything. Because they went through the Red Sea, it means that it took them longer to get to the destination. Because they went through the Red Sea, they had to sleep outside and they had to be warmed by the pillar of fire and they had to be covered by the cloud by day. They had to eat manna that came from the sky and they had to get to the Red Sea and they had to cross over and they didn't know how they were going to cross over. But so it still required some faith, but they had time to build their faith while they were in the wilderness. I'm here to tell you today, brothers and sisters, some of your problem why you are where you are right now is because you have to make a decision. Am I going to fight or am I going to swim through this thing? Am I going to fight or am I going to trust God that he's going to take me through the wilderness? And Lord, I don't know where I'm going, I don't know why I'm in what I'm in. I don't understand why I'm in the place I'm in right now. I don't understand why I can't get promoted. I don't understand why I'm this. But Lord, I've chosen to trust you, to know, Lord, that you take me through the wilderness. There's some things you're going to teach me. Then when you take me through the wilderness, there's going to be some enemies that I'm going to encounter along the way. As you take me through the wilderness, that I'm going to be blessed and it's going to be all right. And I just got to trust and know, Lord Jesus, that I don't see it. I don't know it all, but you know it all. And as I go forth, oh God, I give you my hand. I give you my hand. So what are you learning through this part? Your skill set is going to determine which one of these you're going to pick. Your skill set is going to determine whether you're going to fight or you're going to swim. Now, that's not a flight or a shot at anybody, but what? All of us are at different places in our lives. Some of our faith is not there yet. And that's okay because what? We're building our faith. You know, it's also determined which way, what? Determined by your endurance level. So let's look at it. You have two paths here you can choose. You can fight or you can swim. So now let's look at the pros here of fighting. If you decide to fight and go through Philistine, know that number one, you're not trained like they are. You don't know the tactics that they use. You don't know their methods of battle. You don't understand the strategy. But you can go in there blindly if you want. Maybe you survive. Maybe you don't. I don't know. See, remember that the children of Israel, when they were leaving, what they were leaving here, they were children. There were lots of children here. These people here by trade were what? They were builders, not fighters. They built things. Now it's believed that maybe they even built the pyramids of Egypt and all the stuff that we see as seven wonders of the world. They were builders. They were skilled artisans. They were crafters. Mm-hmm. And then you look at, what are some of the cons to this fight? Many of them probably never fought in their life. Why? Because God always fought their battles. Say, stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. He said, yo, hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles. So God has always fought their battles. One of the cons to fighting is what? The lack of faith. Your faith is the substance of things hoped for, yet the evidence of things unseen. You got to have faith in this particular piece in this wall. Because fighting is going to be some casualties. You're going to lose some people. There's going to be some things that's going to fall off along the way. Do you fight or do you swim? Do you fight or do you swim? Then what? They lack grit. There's no stick-to-itness here. Why? They didn't have to stick to anything because everything that they've done, they were forced to do. How many of you know that what? Everything that you've done up to this point in your life that you were forced to do, you didn't truly make a decision yourself. But the truth of the matter is, if you truly make the decision yourself, you probably won't stick to it. This is why we have marriages that fail. We have people who can't stay on jobs 6 months, and they have no grit about it. There's no stick-to-itness about it. Do you fight or do you swim? I'm not saying that the job is perfect. I'm not saying be abused, but we got to have some kind of stick-to-itness about it. And God understood this about them. And therefore, what did he choose to do? He said, let them go through the wilderness. Yes, it's going to take them longer to get there. But I don't know about you, but I am excited because this is why we started with Exodus, what, 13 and 11, that he told them what? That they would get the land. See, God starts out with faith. He tells you the end, and he didn't tell you the in-between part. See, all you know is where you are right now, and all you know is where you're going to end up. All that in-between, that's your choice, baby. You either get to what? Fight or swim. You get to choose to fight or swim, all right? So let's talk about some of the pros and cons to swimming. Swimming clearly was the longer route. Swimming was more what conducive to what the people had. But it was not easier. For some, we believe that, oh, if they go swimming, then it's just going to be easy. No, because there's some things that you have to incur. It's a perception. But going the swim route builds endurance. How many of you ever gone swimming for a long period of time? Swimming is one of those things that can build endurance. It don't seem like you're doing anything. But when you get out that pool, when you get out that water, whatever, woo, you be winded. Because what does it do? It builds endurance. Mm-hmm. It allows you to sort some things out along the route when you go the swim route. It makes you more equipped for the journey. Now, one of the cons to swimming is that what? You have to completely rely on your faith. That, again, you have to faith, you just rely on your faith, but your level of your understanding and your faith may be different. Your level of your understanding and your faith may be challenged a little bit. And at this moment in time, I want to bring in the metaphor of using my Super Mario Brothers here. I'm an 80s, I'm a 70s baby. And I remember we was, as children, we was one of the first ones on our entire neighborhood to get this thing called a Super Nintendo. We were childhood superstars for a while. And then as a childhood superstar, we used to have little things. And growing up in church, we used to say little things like, you know, this is what the equivalent of the Holy Ghost. See, some of us want to run through life in certain ways. Some of us want to run through life in certain ways and certain situations. And I got the wrong video here. and as we run through life, we want to run through life like we the Super Mario Brothers. Some of us decide we want to run through life like this. Some of us decide we want to run and just, you know, nothing about us. Just go. And we feel like we're invincible. And I remember as children, we say, oh, woo, this is like the Holy Ghost. And when you get the Holy Ghost, you can just go. And nothing can get you and nothing can bother you. And you all in this situation and you and all these things and nothing bothers you. But the truth of the matter is, you and I cannot live like that all our lives. The truth of the matter is that things come and situations come and things come to attack us and stuff get on, that things just don't bounce off us. Things come and they jump on us and we got to deal with them. And there's a struggle in that walk. There's a struggle in that as we go forward. Now, as I move on to my next video here, I want to show you this one. And as I was thinking about it, I was like, well, Lord, this here is like, and I'm getting my videos mixed up here. They even got all out of order here, I think. See, I don't know about you, if you remember this part in Super Mario, but it was in this part where you can do this thing, you can swim. And if you notice here, I don't know about you, but when I used to play this as a kid, oh, my thing was just get out of here as soon as I can. And this is how some of us, you know, God is telling us, you know, he goes swim. We're going to pick up a blessing or two. You get a coin or two while you're walking through that. You know, but you're just trying to get out of there. You're just trying to avoid. Lord, I just want to get where I want to get. I want to get there. But Lord, please don't let me get bit. Oh, Lord, they're coming after me. And if you listen to the Spirit, he'll show you how to avoid them. And you'll learn. And then you'll take the high road and not the, you know, by road. And you become more skilled in this. And you see the enemies that are there. You know the things that are there. You know the things that you got to conquer. You know the things that you got to go through. And you avoid them. And you learn to swim around them and you're building your faith and you're building your confidence and notice that, okay, ooh, I'm here. And because I decided to take this route, that I skipped a lot of things. Mm-hmm. That since I decided to take this route, there's some things that I might have been stuck on that I didn't necessarily get to see in see this time around. Are y'all with me? Are y'all following me this morning? So now, even in all this, what we find is what? I find that even in the middle of all this, that sometimes, brothers and sisters, that we have enemies. Mm-hmm. We have things that we fight, and we have things that we go against, and things that we find ourselves in a place. And as we find ourselves in this place, sometimes we incur these enemies. Now, if you notice here, these are all the enemies on the Super Mario Brothers. Now, if you shortcut yourself through all this, some of these enemies you don't see. You don't see them. You don't see the King Koopa. You don't see the little spiked turtle and the biting plants and the turtles and the flying turtles and the octopus and the flying bullets and the ninja brothers and the cloud guy, the fireball that's shooting up and down. All these are things that you what? You incur and you see along the journey. Now, you can fight, you can warp your way through life. See, remember Super Mario Brothers, this place where you can do this thing what they call warping, right? And when you warp is, you will skip all these places, right? You'll skip all these boards. And next thing you know, you'll just go right from board number one or two right to the end of the game. And that's what many of us decide that we want to do. We want to go right to the end of the game. And the problem is, when we go right to the end of the game, we don't get to see all of these guys right here. We don't get to learn how to fight along the way. We don't get to learn to say, how do I deal with that flying turtle? I don't get to learn how do I deal with that mushroom ghost? And how do I get to deal with that bullet that's flying? And how do I get to deal with the helmet thing, with the brown helmet thing? And how do I get to deal with the spiked turtle? Because I know now I don't. See, I didn't learn that because I skipped all the steps and now I'm jumping on it and now I'm dying and I'm trying to figure out why am I dying. And see, these are things that I could have learned along the way if I decided to take the swim route. Oh, come on, somebody. See, some of us want to go right to the end. Some of us want to go right to the fight. But I'm here to tell you that there's some things that God has us learning along the way. There's some things that we're learning along the journey. There's some things that we're picking up along the way that he's teaching us on every single platform, on every single little board we go through, every single test we go through. There's some things that you're picking up along the way. See, what you do is you learn the skill set. You learn how to fight the ninja brothers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little ones, y'all know the ninja brothers. Come on, y'all act like I'm the only one to play video games here. You know, you learn how to shoot off the little biting plants. You learn how to deal with the turtles. You learn how to deal with King Koopa. And see, what happens is now you find yourself in a place in life that now you've gone through these things. And when you get to that place and when you get to that point that God has you ready, that what, you don't skip steps anymore, but you go exactly where he has you to go. And you pick up the things that he has you to learn. And you walk through that place and you walk through this place of not just running through things and just running through things and just avoiding things. But you go through this place that God puts you here. As I can find my video, and all my videos are moving around on me, y'all just don't understand today. Hey, man, I'm going to find this video. I'm going to find it. Now he wants to run from me. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, when you get to this point, when all things come together. See this right here? This is the end of this thing. At the end of this thing, you see every single enemy that you've seen through all this time. Oh, notice this. Everything that you've been practicing from World 1 all over to World 8, you learn them. You see them now. Those biting plants. Mm-hmm. Those little turtle heads, you see them now. All these things, you fight against them now. All these skills, the flying turtles, here they come. But look, you learn how to deal with them what? Along the way. Your faith is being built. Because now when you see them, that's not a problem. Why? Because I know how to deal with these. I know sometimes some of these things I need to avoid. Some of these things I need to fight head on. Some of these things I'm going to step back from. Even you remember, you learn how to swim through this. And even through this, as you learn how to swim through this, and you learned, and you went on, and you learned to swim, and you learned to fight those battles, and you learned to avoid certain things. You learned that certain things I want to fight, then there's certain things that's just not worth it. There's certain things that needs my time. There's certain things that don't need my attention. And then what? You keep going. You keep going until you find yourself, and you're going, and you're fighting, and you're fighting, and you're fighting, and you're going, and there it is. Oh, there's those ninja brothers that you thought you avoided. But see, because you went the long route, because you went through the wilderness, because you decided that, Lord, you're worth it. And now you get to the point that you get to fight King Cooper. And you know what? You destroy King Cooper. And you go on and you know what? And you defeat and you walk on and you finish. And you know what? Mario saves the princess. I'm here to tell you today that, you know what? That God has a plan for you. And I know this might have been comical. This might have been fun. This might have even stirred up some of your good childhood memories. But I just want to remind you today that this is how God sees us. This is how God has this plan laid out for you. This is how he has this plan laid out for me. That what he has a place that is laid out. That what I go the route that he has me to go for a reason. Why? Because he knows exactly how I'm built. And I have to decide today, do I want to take the shortcut? Do I just want to fight or do I want to swim? Do I want to fight or do I want to swim? Do I want to go through some things and do I understand and know that, Lord, you got it. Lord, you got me. And trust and believe that he has me and that he has it all together. Or do I take the shortcuts? And then I get there and I face all these things that I've never seen before, that I'm stuck in this place. I'm stuck in this place of desolation. I'm stuck in this place of trial. I'm stuck in this place of desolation. I'm stuck in this place of how do I move forward? I'm here to tell you today that God has a plan, that he's intentional. Fight or swim, it's going to be dependent upon your faith. Whether you choose to fight, whether you choose to swim. God bless you all. I love you all. This is all that God has given for me today for you. I hope that you found this message to be a blessing. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. And at this point in time, I want to go into prayer. I want to pray for you as you walk through this week, to know that God has you. That no matter what you decide, some of us going to get there quicker. Some of us going to take us longer to get there. But nonetheless, he's going to lead, he's going to guide, and trust me, and trust the process. As we go into prayer this morning, will you bow your heads with me? Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, we just want to say we thank you. Lord, I thank you for this message, oh God. Lord, I ask that, Lord, that this message, Lord Jesus, had touched someone, Lord, where they are, Lord Jesus, Lord. Whether it was comical, Lord Jesus, whether it was my mind boggling, Lord, whether it was transformative, oh God, Lord Jesus, only you know, oh God. Lord, but I ask that you touch them, Lord Jesus. See them where they are, Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord, like only you can. Open up the door for them, Lord, like only you can, Lord Jesus. Lord, Father, bless them, Lord Jesus, that they don't have room to receive, Lord God, like only you can, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise your name. Lord Jesus, you take them, Lord Jesus, where they go this week, Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Hold them, Lord Jesus. Take them there safe and bring them back safe, Lord Jesus. Let them do, Lord Jesus, your will in your way, oh God. Forgive us of our sins, those known and unknown to us, oh God. Lord Jesus, you bless our offerings. Lord Jesus, they go forth on this day, Lord Jesus. They bless some 100-fold, some 1,000-fold, Lord. And all these things be done in your will, oh God. They be in it, they be sick among us, oh God. Since you touched them, grabbed their heads, and the soles of their feet. For you said, by your stripes that we were healed. We're being past this minute that is already done. And Lord, we're grateful, Lord, and we love you, and we praise your name. And we ask you, Lord, these things and others in the powerful name of Jesus. But we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by God bless you all this morning. I ask at this time, if this word has been a blessing to you on this morning, I ask that you be a blessing to us financially in the way of offering. We have Safe House. We have a PayPal. You can PayPal us on PayPal or Cash App at this time. I'll read this up for a second or two, and then we're going to close out, and we're going to get on out of here. Amen. Amen. Look at that. I got you all out here in an hour. Where else are you going to get here? An hour. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
I come to.
Amen, amen.
Should we just raise it up high, everybody?
Well, brothers and sisters, I'm just so grateful to you all being here. You all have a tremendous, tremendous week. God bless you all. Remember, we have Bible class on Wednesday nights. You can meet us on Wednesday nights right here at the same place. Just go to our website, www.safehousechurchgso.com. Again, safehousechurchgso.com. Or you can catch all these messages also on replay on our podcast at gospelprofessor.podbean.com. Again, that's gospelprofessor.podbean.com. God bless you all. I love you all. You all take care. Until next week. Until next time, may the love of God be upon you. God bless you.